This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Washington has promised to respond to the first deadly strike on its forces in the Middle East since the Gaza war began. Three U.S. servicemen were killed Sunday and at least 34 wounded in a drone attack by Iran-backed militants in northeastern Jordan near the Syrian border, U.S. Central Command said. The Princess of Wales has returned home to Windsor after being hospitalized and receiving treatment. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The princess's office says the planned abdominal surgery for an undisclosed condition had taken place on January the 16th, and Kate will be recuperating with her family until after Easter. The palace hasn't provided further details, but said her condition wasn't cancerous. The 42-year-old princess, formerly Kate Middleton, is the wife of Prince William, the heir to the British throne. The palace adds the prince and princess wish to say a huge thank you to the entire team at the London Clinic, especially the dedicated nursing staff for the care they have provided. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni opens an Africa summit to unveil plans to boost development and curb migration. And in a speech, European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen says Europe and Africa must work together to cut out the smugglers' web of lies and discourage people from making dangerous voyages.
We must destroy the smugglers' web of lies. In recent months, we have been working closely with, for example, Ivory Coast, Gambia, Guinea, Mauritania, and Senegal on our common approach that is clear to save lives and to create opportunities.
France said it would push to ease European Union environmental regulations on fallow farmland this week as tractors blocked major highways out of